You're tuned to Vibes FM. I am Sarah C, and today's special guest is a true-born Kingstonian, a classically trained pianist, a producer, a proper lyricist, and an internationally acclaimed recording artist. He has a brand new album out, aptly titled Now I Rise, and the deluxe version has just dropped. Dre Island, welcome to Vibes FM.
Blessings, Sarah. Greetings to all Vibes FM massive. One love every time. Give thanks for such warm welcome. Yes.
Listen, congratulations on such a great album.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. You know, maximum respect. I know the team to listening, they will say thank you very much too, you know, because it was a team effort.
Yeah, I'm sure.
More than one person, you know.
There is no doubt about that. And actually, we have to seriously big up your team because everything has been so professional.
And I give thanks. And that was the whole reason to Sarah why I waited this long to release the album. Because I know, yes, everybody loves Dre Island once they hear Dre Island. But I was not structured or organized to move forward on that professional level. In within myself, I didn't see that, you know, and I wanted that to be an intricate part of everything that I do. And once I saw that came to place, I was like, yes, everyone is ready for the album. Now I Rise.
100%, because when you get credits and you can see who did what, it just gives the whole album another dimension.
Yes, definitely, because as I say, it's a whole lot of people that played a part on the album, you know, respect to all the producers who are part of it, all the artists who gave their time to give me that feature. And each features are strong features too on the album that I respect them, you know, because they all gave me strong verses on the album.
Yeah, they definitely did. And you know, I was actually saying just before, I've been listening to the audiobook of Alicia Keys. And there's amazing similarities between your art and hers. One, that the classical piano, but two, this you seem to have this decisiveness and a faith in yourself. And even if, I don't know, a lockdown comes along and some artists are a bit nervous to put it out, you've made your decision. And I've got a friend that says, hashtag winners don't wait. And you just, you've got your plan and you're sticking to it.
That's
I really respect that.
Because, you know, and I must say respect to Alicia Keys because she's somebody that I admire. So I'm glad that you brought her up too, you know. And Alicia Keys, likewise, John Legend too, you know. And I mean, we as creators, you know, we have to know when to take charge, when to be still, and when to say something, when not to say something, you know. It's all perfect timing and nothing beat timing, you know. And I thought this album, you know, with the message that it comes with the mood that it comes with, was suiting for the time. Everything that has been happening, especially from the ending of 2019, starting into 2020, you know. And I saw that people needed that rise in this time, you know, mentally, physically, and emotionally to rebuild themselves, to self-motivate themselves, to drive forward, to create a happier world.
It's interesting because a lot of the classic reggae from back in the day, it's still relevant today. So I think to be able to make a record maybe now that will still be relevant in 20 years' time has got to be the goal.
Yes, definitely, because and that's a key thing that I, one of the key ingredients that I had put into my album and my songs per se, you know. The elders taught me to make timeless music. They taught me not to date my music, not to put things in my music that would pinpoint it to a particular moment and let it stop right there. They taught me how to make forever music, you know. And seeing that I appreciate music from a different aspect, I play the classical piano, you know, I play piano, but I study classical piano. That too has a lot to do with what I put inside of the music. So where sounds is concerned and where the lyrics is concerned, the lyrical content is concerned, you know, I make music for your ears that will last forever. You know, a song like We Pray feature my brother Popcorn, You know, those are timeless music. Days of Stone feature my brother Chronix. You know, timeless music. You know, BOK feature my brother Jesse Royal. And even though, yes, you can say it suit this time, but it suit 20 years ago, as you say, when the Elders was here too, and it suit, it's still going to travel on because it's timeless music, you know? So I had to look on where I was coming from to where I am today, and I had to see the vision of where the youths are going and what they need to carry on with them.
Do you know, and it's, I think that conviction that means you put the album out when everyone's going, woo, but then you come back, because I'm going to guess it was, I don't know what the reason was, you can maybe tell us, but we had the album and now we've got the deluxe album just dropped, which has got three extra tracks on it, right?
And that finish.
No, well, so you've got the album and you've got the deluxe album, and I mean, it could look like a really great promotional idea, but I bet it wasn't. I bet it was actually just something that happened. So maybe there's a reason for it.
I mean, it's also a good promotional strategy, but for me, I see music and I do music on a different, it's my view on my music and take on anyone's music, you know? I love music. Sarah, first and foremost, music is everything that I do. People say, I talk to them and they be like, you really is an artist, you know, because you talk to me right now and it's like you're singing a song. I'm like, for real? I don't even realize it. So with that said, you know, it was more of, I had a message that I needed to be on the album, which was the intro, a speech that I produced in particular, but I took a speech from Charlie Chaplin and Martin Luther King and made one message, and I played a musical arrangement around it, and I needed that speech on the album, but I never got clearance for it in time. So I was like, okay, cool, what I'm gonna do right now is just make a deluxe version and just put out that intro on the deluxe version. And I was like, I'm not going to give the people them just three songs, just an intro. Give them two extra songs, you know, because it's 13 songs on the album thus far. Give them two more features and make them feel good, you know, make everybody feel high. And that's exactly what I did, you know. And I mean, right now, same old song featuring TJ. Everyone, I hear it everywhere playing in Jamaica. I mean, Wyclef Justice. Big up the legendary Wyclef first and foremost. You know what 100%. I'm saying? Yes, because Wyclef actually made that song. And made that rhythm, had it. It was his production, and he was there in his own private space, miles away from me. I'm in Jamaica, he's in America, and he just sat there and said, you know, I need Dre Island on this track. And he sent the track to me, I did my part, and he went on to say, nephew, I think this should be your song. I'm like, yeah, all right, this is the next treat for the album. So it's just the love that we have for the music and the dedication that we put in the music and the hard work and sacrifice that we put in the music, you know, that Jack continue to bless us with the right words to say and with the right motion to move so the people can always receive the music. I mean, I don't want to force anything on anybody at any time. So that is the whole reason to why I give people the whole vibes. Like how you see the vibes is on the album, where it's not mostly reggae in the strecke, where people know reggae on the beat. But for me, reggae is not the beat. Reggae is the message that I put on any beat.
Well, you know, we do on the show, on the radio show that I do, we do the final section, and I call it pushing the boundaries, because reggae isn't just reggae anymore. I know you're probably a bit more free-spirited and I'm a bit more square train spotter-ish. So if I've got a dance track with a Jamaican feature, that counts. If I've got anything that I can tie it back to either the messages in the music, it's a reggae message, it's a reggae singer, it's a reggae feature, it's got a little offbeat somewhere, it's a cover version of a reggae song. As long as I can sort of get it in my reggae package, I push the boundaries as far as I absolutely can. Because I think that's naturally what's happening.
You're 100% right, because if you can recall how did reggae came about, you know, is the legend them, the elders them, living in the garrison at the time, and it was their message of their struggles and their poverty and their way of speaking out and freeing up themselves, you know, that was their expression back in the day, and until it became a genre. But when Bob go on further and tell you that reggae for Rasta, you know, is the message that we put on the beat. So no matter where the beat go, as long as we keep that message positive, the message has to be positive, you know, and as long as it's a positive message, for me, it's Rastafari, because Rastafari is a free way of life. You know, so that and Bob, the legendary Bob, even go as far as tell you, play I and R&B, I want my people to see, you know what I'm saying?
It started there.
And for me, I put it at a different level too. You know, let me take it out of the box a bit. Because I don't deal with religion. I don't look at race and all of these things that people look on. I see humanity as one. One love, one blood. And I rasta, man. See? So it's one way I can see it no matter what. So you see, with that said, if I say I don't like religion and I'm going to sit there and say I choose John, it's the same division. Because that's what they do, divide people. And for me, I'm not going to sit there and say I don't like your music. That's from your culture. Because I'm not from your place, and reggae and dancehall is mine, I'm going to sit there and say, no, it's not reggae and dancehall. I love. No, I want Sarah's music. I want to listen to Sarah's music. I want to go where Sarah is too, and vibes around Sarah people. Feel the culture, because we're one. And I want to make music on Sarah's culture too. You know, put my reggae message on Sarah's beat. That's going to make everyone in Sarah community dance and rock to it, because they're going to appreciate this. They're going to be like, yo, this is ours with the reggae. You know what I'm saying? So that's exactly the vibes that I am going for with making Dre Island music.
Well, it's interesting because you actually are the collaborator of choice, aren't you? Georgia Smith, Cadenza, Kiko Bunn, Agent Sasko. You've got a track on the new Richie Spice album. Obviously, the popcorn that we mentioned. Do you know, someone called me from Jamaica when that song came out and said, no, you have to listen to this, and made me sit on the phone with them there and watch that video.
Oh, thank you very much. And big up, enough respect to that someone that made that call to Sarah. Enough love every time.
Yeah, it's listen, like, someone from Jamaica called me and said, you have to. And I was actually open-mouthed. One, at just the piano playing and just the whole, and just that you could take somewhere that looks so run down and make it look so splendid.
Because at the end of the day, that is where I'm from, you know. That place that you just say, the piano, where I had the piano is actually in the garrison, uptown, Grand Spen, Jamaica, Kingston, Jamaica. And I mean, for me, that message was to show that the diamonds come from the rough. You know, all these precious stones come from getting pressured. You know what I'm saying? And at the end of the day, it's to show the youths then that, all right, cool. Yeah, we're there in the maze. We're there in the little box. But at the end of the day, we can make a joyful noise. You don't have to be wanting. You know what I'm saying? So it's something healing to the world. And it's something that is also healing to my people personally too. Because they needed that light to shine on them to show them that, cool, is you that right there to play the piano just like Dre Island, you know. Remember, we used to go to the same basic school, primary school, high school. We used to get up every day, look forward to seeing each other. You know what I'm saying? So it's a word of encouragement, not only to my youths, let me not say like that, to every youth across the world living. Don't find no excuse, you know, because I had no excuse. I had to. You know, because I had, and I must say, give thanks to great parents and great grandma, you know, that keep that stern eye on me to make sure that I never strayed. Because, you know, we are a child, as a teenager, as a youth, a young, wild and free, it's easily to be carried away and go on a different path. You know what I'm saying? So we encourage every parents to stay behind the kids 100%, and show them that positive vibes, you know, so they can be a positive person in life.
Yeah, and Popcorn was an interesting choice of a collaboration for that song. I love that. That's more push the boundaries, isn't it?
Yeah, Popcorn is my brother, you know. And I mean, Popcorn has always been a spiritual person, you know. Popcorn a maroon. You see Popcorn with me, tell you, say, yo, me a maroon. So, big up Popcorn, my brother, the unruly boss, you know. He never took 30 minutes to sing Blessings Off a Flow in the prior gone. Not more than 30 minutes. After singing 9 songs in less than 24 hours. That was the last song he sang.
Amazing.
And that song
amazing.
was a very historical moment, because that song was, his part was voiced on Redden's Road. I was born on Redden's Road, you know, and that was in the studio of the great legendary Buju. Marcus Murray was the one who voiced that song, the son of Buju.
Brilliant, because I actually heard you do another interview and you'd said that the two people that you really rated as your icons were Buju and Damian Marley, obviously.
100%, you know, because my first scene of any artist, Red is Road, as I say, I come from. Come on, and Buju's from Parkley, like 3 minutes away from my community. It's Buju Banton, you know. That was the first song we hear, you know, as a child. And we started to see artists like Red Rock, General Degree, Archive, Goofy, because he had Main Street, where he had Danny Brownie, right up the road from my community. So I was musically inclined, I can say, from when I was a child. You know, I had the opportunity, I've seen all the big songs, Stone Love, Metro Meter, Kilimanjaro, you know, Silver Hawk, you know. So is music me know from me, Lickley?
Yeah, and obviously yeah. Jammy as well, because you mentioned Waterhouse in your song.
No, you see, King Jammin's is where it all took life for Dre Island. I got the name while I was there from in the timing that I was at King Jammin's. You know, Jam 2 was the one who told me to sing, you know, and stop writing songs, because nobody not going to deliver these messages like how you deliver them. You know, likewise, my brother Chronics too. Jamar was one of them person too at the time who always encouraged me. I said, yo, you must sing. You are a singer, you know. So we must big up the legendary King Jammin's every time, because him sow the seed, and the seed that him sow carried forth. And look at Dre Island today.
It's true. I mean, you've taken some huge leaps. Your first tour was that Dread and Terrible tour with Chronic.
Yes, man.
And Calissa.
From 2013 being Dread Island to 2014 Dread and Terrible tour with my sister Calissa, Chronics, and I. And the Zinc Fence Redemption. Yeah.
That is like zero to touring hero in... You must have had to do some serious personal growth on that tour.
I mean, it was instant growth, you know. It was instant awareness, it was instant eye-opening, it was instant knowledge, it was instant blessing. You know, it was a life-changing moment for Dre Island. You know what I'm saying? That's why forever I love Chronics, I forever love Calissa, I forever love Kiki, Daddy Barnes, you know, Tiago, you know. Pierre, all of them who was a part of it, the world's intense movement, you know, down to Jojo, who take picture every night, Fergie the engineer, you know, because, you know, it was 23 shows in 25 days. And my first song just released it the year before that, you know, and I had to find that set, you know, to sing for the people them in Europe. And you know, majority of the people them in the crowd, they never knew Dre Island at the time. But I was sure after each performance, night after night after night after night, I saw the growth. Just, as you say, from zero to hero, you know? So, and it was right after then we went to the festivals again. They called me back this time with my bands for the festivals. You know, I did Reggae Gear, Reggae Jams, Reggae Sundance, Reggae Wolf, you know, to name a few. And then I kept my first Dre Island live concert the same year, 2014, in Camden, in London.
Camden is a great spot for new music.
Yeah, and it was a solo show. Big up Rhythm every time, Jennifer, you know. And I mean, from there on, you know, it was just, as you say, from zero to hero. But it sparked me, you know, in my mind. That was when I went like this, not going backward, but I was like, okay, Dre. That was the point I realized I needed to be structured and organized.
A bit more preparation. You know?
Yes. Yes. That was at that point, you know, instant get go. I realized that, okay, don't go no further. Get these things together. Get this together. You know, Jah will do the rest. You know? So, I mean, glad you brought up that tour because it was an eye-opening tour for Dre Island.
It must have been amazing because I think people just see the show and I don't think they understand. There's just so much goes on in the background and just the traveling and the press and the media. It's relentless.
I mean,
and if you haven't experienced it before, I imagine that as a first show must have been quite shocking.
It was my first tour ever. And from the very first night, you know, we were youth. And I guess because we went out there with a lot of us as kids and we were all families. You know, already, that made it interesting for me. That motivated me, of course. And I must say, everyone that came to the shows nights after nights, man, they were on fire. I love them. So with that said, you know, growth had to be in its full effect. Immediately, instantly, you know. And that was where I started Now I Rise officially. Started to work on the album Now I Rise. Because it was the year after that I voiced Days of Stone Chronics in 2015. You know, it was 2016 that I voiced We Pray Popcorn. It was 2000. And all, and from then till the only song before that was Now I Rise, the title track that's on the album. That was the only song that was produced and voiced from 2012. But every song started to took life from 2015. And 2020, you have it there with the deluxe package that completes the whole album, Now I Rise. You know, so it's now 17 track because there's a dub remix too with More Love that was done by Dub FX.
Yeah, I saw that. Dub FX does really, really well, actually.
And Dub FX did excellent on that remix.
And you know the original song, More Love, I made a note that I must remember to ask you that. It's Make a Joyful Noise. It is exactly the song that we all need to hear right now. Again, pushing the boundaries a bit. But yeah, absolutely, it just screams church, gratitude, happiness.
That's it, you know. Spread more love straight from your heart, you know, into mind, like when Bob said, one love, one heart, let's get together and feel all right, you know, you just, come on, more love, at the end of the day, that's all we need.
And another one of your productions.
That's another one of my productions. It's also the first song that I released on my label, Household Music. Yeah, so I have a new label titled Household Music, and that's the first song that is out on the label. But you have other productions too that I've done. It came out though under Dre Island Music.
Okay, so Household Production is the new one.
Yeah, Household Music is the new label that I will be featuring artists on, you know, because I want to work with young artists. I want to voice, I want to do productions, I want to write songs with artists, you know, I want to do other work that I don't want it to be troubled. I don't want nobody to feel like Dre Island is taking over the thing, you know. People feel more appreciative when they see a different type, you know. So for that reason, to make everybody feel good, Household Music, you know. So
okay,
I want to see Household Music, you know, Dre Island, because we're going to make music for the household, just like when you're right there in your house right now. That's where I want to make music for you to play.
That's right, because I read in your bio that it said you did lots of productions for local and for international artists, but it didn't say who. I was wondering who you'd been doing that with.
I mean, a lot of artists, you know, on the Setup Shop album, the first Setup Shop album that Damien Marley did and Stephen Marley, the song featured Julian Marley featuring Bugle, Move Them. I was the one who made that beat and wrote the chorus for that song. You know, Junior Reed in earlier days, 2008, because I was a producer before being an artist. You know, but I always work with the Rastas from a longer time.
So, you know, that's the just Waterhouse connection too, isn't it? If it's Junior Reed.
Yes, I. Yeah, well, I actually met Junior Reed while he was at Lindsay Crescent, a studio by Don Robin off the Boulevard, Washington Boulevard in Kingston. And then, you know, he ties back into Waterhouse eventually because he's from the next road, from King Jamin's Road, you know. So, oh, you know enough about Jamaica, man.
Yeah, yeah. Waterhouse is my second home. Waterhouse, Washington Garden, Riverton City, kind of is my little area where I stay.
Oh, so yeah, Kingston 20.
those are my places. They're where my people are. So I know Jamie's well.
People, them, man. Yes, man. King Jamie's a legend.
Yeah,
Mama Iris cooked the best food, eh?
Mm. Although Marmalade does a nice vegetarian round on by where the buses turn round at the terminus.
Yes, I. So, I mean, Jesse Royal, D.O.K., and a London. I want to big up a London because a lot of people don't know of this kid yet, but he's a prominent artist. He's coming up. You know what I'm saying? He's featured on the track Run to Me, and that one is for the ladies.
Yes.
Yes, you know, because the ladies been attacking Drial and saying, you know, we love you, but you're not giving us no song for us. So I made sure that I put 4 songs.
Yeah,
right,
the whole of the second half of the album.
Dedicated to all the beautiful ladies in the world out there.
No. From Crazy, you broke all of our hearts.
No, I mean, I never meant to broke anyone out in Crazy, you know. I was more like missing, you know, a feeling. And I'm saying you should have been around here tonight, you know, but someone else, you know, is here right now holding it. Because it's like, it is what it is, you know. But that after Crazy, I showed it where 4 seasons change,
yes,
but your love still remain. And then I went and say, your heart is calling, you know. And then I went and say, run to me. You know, don't be crazy, run to me. Because even in that song, there was a part that I spitefully said, you're so beautiful, intelligent, though you're crazy. Because I wanted to make sure, put in that part, say, all right, then it's the same crazy lady I seen about right here, okay?
So make sure you don't do your nonsense.
Yes, no nonsense. But, you know, it's just pure love right across the album from the intro that is out there now. Go straight to the Wycliffe song, you know. And as I said, big up every producer that's a part of it. Winter James, Jam 2, Andrew Blocks, Barkley, Kushface, Dunwell, True Game Entertainment. Yes. That's every one of the producers and the other songs, you know, by Julie Dre Island and all soul music. Yes.
It's absolutely brilliant. I've gone way over my time, but we really do appreciate you talking to the Vibes FM listeners and letting us find out firsthand what more about the album. Before I let you go, DreIslandMusic.com is, I guess, the hub for everybody finding out about you.
Yeah, that is the island that you will visit for now. And I have tour guides here that will take you right around that island. Yes, so you just go to DreIslandMusic.com and it takes you anywhere you want to go that your mind can think. Just think, it takes you there.
That's brilliant. Thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us. We really do appreciate it. Do you have a message for the fans?
Lessons. I mean, I can play a musical message for them, you know. For this physical body and this face, Mercestus and I created this place. For these Romans ruled this place, Mercestus and I created this place. Born black and proud, call me no slave. No way, try to protect my soul. I see they're trying to take control. I've been traveling with this heavy load. Time surely long for the room keeps slipping way under these stars. Now everybody singing the same old song. But who keeps slipping way under these stars? Now everybody singing the same old song. Road keeps slipping way under these stars. Now everybody singing the same old song. Oh yeah. Now the whole world is singing the same old song. And the love of His Majesty will always live. So many years and times they fight, yet I and I survive. Now the whole world is singing the same old song. Blessed love.